Mental health can be defined as an individual's ability to interact with others in their environment that promotes subjective well-being, optimal development over the lifespan, and effective use of the person's cognitive, emotional, and social abilities. Mental illness, on the other hand, is a psychological disorder that significantly interferes with an individual's cognitive, emotional, and social abilities. So how, on paper, do we clearly distinguish between these two concepts, mental health and mental illness? Well, I'll give you a number of ways. Let's look at the incidence of stress. A mentally healthy person experiences occasional stress to mild distress, whereas a mentally ill person experiences significant distress. In terms of the person's ability to function in society, there's no impairment for a mentally healthy person, whereas for a mentally ill person, there's moderate to disabling impairment of their ability to function in society. As I talked about in the definitions, a good way to distinguish them is to talk about the use of cognitive, emotional, and social abilities. A mentally healthy person can effectively use their cognitive, emotional, and social abilities for greater good. A mentally ill person, well, their psychological disorder interferes with their cognitive, emotional, and social abilities. Let's look at forming positive relationships with others. A mentally healthy person can form positive relationships, whereas a mentally ill person might have difficulty forming positive relationships with others. In terms of ability to cope with the normal stresses of life, a mentally healthy person can, whereas a mentally ill person is less likely to cope with the stresses, normal stresses of life. In terms of the ability to think logically and clearly, well, usually a mentally healthy person can do this. A mentally ill person is less likely to think logically and clearly. And finally, in terms of the ability to use abilities to reach your full potential, well, a mentally healthy person can use their abilities to reach their full potential. A mentally ill person, there's less likely to do this. They're going to have difficulty concentrating, and that's going to limit their ability to reach their potential.